Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are going to be learning Amir Tzashem B'Siyata Dishmaya, Parshas Truma, Shir in Parshas Truma. Shir should be a schus for Rabbi Yaakov Dov and Dabar Koin. You should have Racha Batzlacha B'Shemase Yodov. And for David Shukra Allah Ben Rachel, you should have Racha Batzlacha Ovechol Anilvim Alev. And for Rabbi Ephraim Abba Ben Miriam Shoshana, for Rabbi Avram Yitzchak ben Esther and Yosef Ezra ben Esther, they shall have bracha v'atzlacha v'chol ma'aseh yadayim. This is based on a shir given by Mori v'Rabbi Shlita in the Talmud Rebbe, Parshas Truma, in the year Tovshin Samach Vav. It says in the Parsha of the Aron in Shmois Chav Hei, Yutches Yutes V'asisa Shnei Kruvim Zav, you make two kruvim of gold, Miksha Tase Osam Mishnei Ktzos HaKaporis, you should make them one piece on the two sides of the kaporis. Rashi says, "Miksha tase osam, shalot taseim b'fnei atzmam." Don't make them on their own, and then afterwards connect them to the head of the top of the kaporis. We know that above the aron was the kaporis, that was the cover of the aron. Don't make these two kruvim, these two cherubs, and connect them afterwards to the kaporis, like the tzarfim do, like the goldsmiths do. We don't want you to do that. Rather, what should you do? Ela hatel zav harbe, make one big piece of zav, ten tefachim high, betchilas asiyas hakapores, at the beginning, when you first make the kapores, and v'hakei v'patish u'v'kornus v'emtza and rosh of bolton milamala, and then sayer akruvim v'blitas kitzvosav. So put this big thing of gold and then bang down, and then the corners are going to stick up, and then what should you do? And then you should make the tziur of these kruvim. Rashi says, ki demus parts of tinok lehem. They look like children, kiruvim, like children. So, what Rashi's telling us is that it has to be one piece, one big piece of gold, and you bang down on it, and this way you make the kruvim, and not that you add them on afterwards and glue them on. Rather, it's all one piece. Psukim pasuk continues, v'asa kruv echad mikatsa mizeh, v'chruv echad mikatsa mizeh, min hakaporis tasus hakruvim al shnei kitzosav. Should make one kruv on this corner, one kruv on the other corner from the kaporis, make the kruvim on the two sides. Rashi says, v'asa kruv echad mikatsa, shalotomer shnayim kruvim l'chol katsa, don't katsa v'katsa. The reason the pasuk had to say this is because you shouldn't think, we already said that they're two kruvim, but you might think they're going to be two kruvim on each side. Rather, the pasuk comes here. L'kach hu tzrich lefarish kruv echad mikatsa mizeh min hakaporis atzma tasus hakruvim. And therefore, the pasuk here had to emphasize that it's going to be one kruv on each side. And Rashi continues, min hakaporis atzma tasus hakruvim, from the kaporis itself, make the kruvim. Zeo perusha shall miksha tase osam. That's what it means. Miksha tase osam shall tasem bifnei atzma of the chayv and the kaporis. Don't make them on their own and then connect them to the kaporis. Rather, they have to be part of the kaporis to start with. So, as always, as is the derech of the Rebbe Shlita, we have a number of very, very shtark he'aris on the psukim and perush Rashi. First of all, why does the Torah tell us twice about the miksha? We already said in the first pasuk that we read, in pasuk Yudches, we said, "Ve'asisa shnayim kruvim zav miksha tase oisam." We already said that they're supposed to be miksha. We already said that they're made out of one piece. So why in the next pasuk does the Torah again tell us, "Min hakaporis tase hakruvim al shnei kitzosav," that it has to be Min HaKapores. You should make these kruvim. In other words, that it has to be one piece together with the kapores. We already know it's one piece. So we see that the pasuk tells us twice that it has to be one piece. So why does the Torah say twice? We heard it the first time, no? It's a kasha. We also should be ma'ayin that later on in the parasha of the menorah, it also says this inyan of miksha. V'asisa menorah zov tar, miksha tasa menorah. Rashi says, what is miksha? Targumo negid, loshan hamshacha, shemamshicha, sayvarim. So it's a lashon of hamshacha. You're drawing it out. That's what Rashi says there in Pasuk Lamed Beis when talking about the menorah. In Pasuk, Lamed Aleph when talking about the menorah. Miksha teosa menorah. So Rashi explains what miksha means, and then Rashi says that miksha, he says that miksha shlo yasenu chulyos, you shouldn't make it from pieces, rather it should all be together, it all comes from one piece. And Rashi says miksha tegum negid lashon hamshacha shemamshich sayvarim min ha'eshes. Eshes is a big piece of gold, so you draw out the arms of the menorah from this big piece of gold, from hakan ulakan bakashas kornas, from here and here by hitting with the hammer. And miksha is makas kurnas, dala dun nokshan, pasuk in Daniel. It's good to learn Daniel sometimes. At least if you're learning Rashi and Chumash, he quotes it Daniel. Al kopanim, we see that the Rashi tells us, explains this whole inyan of miksha being hamshacha, that you draw out the arms from the gold of the menorah. So the tame is a greiser tame. Because Onkelos, when he explained here with respect to the Aron, what a miksha is, he says, Lashon Hamshacha. V'tave tshrei kruvin didahav negid taved yasam. Also Lashon Hamshacha, you're drawing it out from the kaporis. But Rashi didn't learn like Onkelos. Rashi waited until the menorah, and then he told us that miksha is lashon hamshacha, that you draw it out from there. He only told us by the menorah, but he didn't tell us like Onkelos did by the Aron. Why did Rashi ignore this inyan of hamshacha by the Aron, and he only told this to us by the menorah? That's very, very odd. Kasha number two. Also, we have in the Zohar HaKadosh, in the inyan of the Kruvim, something very, very hoich. Om Reb Yitzchok, Shmos Kuf Ayin Vov, Omer Aleph. Os tof tof kuf chof beis in the tfus of the sulam. Amr of Yitzchok, siv, venasati na'arim sareim vitalulim yim shiluvam, hainu dechsiv veasiso shnaim kruvim zav. So the Mefarshei HaZohar explained that we're talking about these malachi mala that are tachas kisei hakavod and other inyanim that are very, very niskav, very sublime in matters. So this pasuk of venasati na'arim sareim vitalulim yim shiluvam are talking about these very high in Yonim. So we want to know, we're, at least I'm not on that much rega, but I want to know what this is coming to teach me, little me, this malachi mala under the kisei hakavod that have to do with the Aron, with these kruvim. We also have a medrash, Rabbi Nosson Amar, Chaviva Maisa Aron, ke kisei hakavod shal maila, shenemar machon leshiftecha pahalta. That the Maisa Aron is Chaviv, like the Kisei HaKavod, because the Mikdash is Mechuvan Keneged Beis HaMikdash and Shalmala, and the Aron is Mechuvan Keneged HaKisei. So why do we see that the Aron, that Bedaika, is Mechuvan Keneged HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kisei HaKavod? So we have a number of kashas. We have the repetition of the Miksha. We have the fact that Rashi only explains Hamshacha by the menorah and not by the Aron, not by the Kruvim. We have that the Kruvim have the Malachi Mala dancing around them. What's this all? What's so holy about the Kruvim? We have that the Aron is Keneged the Kisei HaKavod. Why Dafka by the Aron from all the Kalim? So, says Moreover Rabbi Shlita that Rashi is telling us a big yisod in how to be kona Torah, because the Aron is Torah. And therefore Rashi is very, very medayik here to explain as he did. Let's see. It says in the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Maran Tainis Daf Zayin, Mai Dichsiv. What does it mean when it says in the Pasuk? Barzel bebarzel yachad. Loimar lecha, ma barzel ze echad medadig mechadi des chaveru, af shnei talmidei chachomim, mechadim ze ze behalocha. Rashi explains, what does it mean, barzel bebarzel yachad? Rashi quotes the rest of the pasuk, v'ish yachad p'nei re'ehu, that barzel is yachad miloshon mechadeid, that barzel sharpens, you sharpen iron with iron, and so too man sharpens his friend. And the Gemara darshins, just like this barzel, just like knives of barzel, when you rub them against each other, they sharpen each other, so too two talmidei chachamim, when they're asking kashas on each other, they are sharpening each other in the learning of halacha. The Maharsha in his Chedushi Hagados says a davar mufla meod, barzel bebarach el yachad loimar, hasev the cross samich. So the Gemara here is referring to the end of the pasuk, for ish yachad pnei re'eu keperish Rashi, that each person is sharpening his friend. Ulachoy v'zeh maimer lo shayachacha. What's this maimer doing here in the Gemara? V'yesh lomar, and for the Maharsha, mishum damrinan lehaloisik b'torah shelo lishma nasis leisam hamoves, that if a person learns Torah shelo lishma, it is a death, it is poison. It's when a person learns in order just to start up with other people, as Tosus explains. Don't think that if two people are asking kashas on each other, that that's included in the category of lekanter. And shalol lishma, it's not true, because they're only coming to sharpen each other. So the Maharsha says that it's brought here to show that it's a good thing. Barzel bebarzel, just like barzel sharpens barzel, so too two talmidei chachamim are sharpening each other. And don't think that it's shalol lishma fakert, that a person has to learn, like Reb Chaim Shmulevitz used to say, the Mir Rosh Yeshiva, in learning darfmin zich sparin mitaritziche, that a person has to learn like mamish. I don't even want to say. But when you're learning, it's with a koch, it's with fire, that this is your life, kihem chayenu. When you see someone's life is in danger, then you have to scream. I can say about Moreover Rabbi Shlita that when you speak to me, he's the nicest, sweetest man I've ever spoken to in my life. But when it comes to learning, when he gives a shir in lamdas, and you know, people say, somebody says a bad svar, it's all over. It's fire. There's fire in the base measures. There are sparks. And that's what learning has to be. Like it says in the Gemara, Kedushin Asher Agera Shemila Shas Ashpasom Hem Levoshu Kidabu Soivim Bishar Maya Soivim Bishar and Bichia Bar Abba Afilu Avu Bino of Rav Talmido Shoskin Betor Bishar Echad Nasim Oivim Zeze Oivim Zeze Veinam Zazmi Shamat Shanasim Oivim Zeze Shanemar Zvoiv Besufa Altikre Besufa El Besoifo. So that's the way we learn, that even a father and a son, a Rebbe and a Talmud, that are learning Torah in one gate. Originally, first, they're enemies. That's what it means, that they're speaking to each other. They're enemies at the gate. They're fighting. It's a war. A father and a son, a Rebbe and a Talmud. And then they love each other. So they're, but they're really fighting a war. That's the lashon of the Asher Milo as Ashpasunayim, that you're filling. Your mamish, you're out to get each other. It means arrows, that a person fills it up with arrows. It's a war. A father and a son is a war. It's enemies, it's oivim. But in the end, it's voiv besufa, that at the end, basof, they're nasim oivim, says. In the Sfasemes, in Bechukosai, in Tofresh Lamed Hei, he writes, V'radfu mikem chamisha meo, mea mikem revovi yirdofu. that 100 are going to run, 5 are going to run after 100, 100 are going to run after 10,000. Rashi says, "Ein domim merubim osim haTorah." So the more you have, it doesn't work out. 5, 100. And 100 is already 10,000. How is it so much? Because 100 is a lot more effective than 5. It's only 20 times. 5 to 100 is only 20 times. And 100 to 10,000 is a lot more. Because ein domim rubim osim es haTorah v'hu haRedifa atzma shiRedifas haEmes luchol melchemes Hashem baAmalek v'chol haMachlokes tzarich lios l'shem shemayim ulhachnas atzma b'klal Yisrael ubeiz dvarim nesmachu b'mishma kol knesia l'shem shemayim machlokes l'shem shemayim ki haMachlokes tzarich lios b'koyach haKnesia ba'avos Yisrael v'Hakadosh Baruch Hu v'chein ksiv v'radfu mikem chamisha. In other words, the Sasema says, why is this? He's Tameya, he's wondering why this inyan of Eino Domim Merubim Osim Es haTorah, the koach of many people keeping Torah, why is it said in a lashon of Redifa? What does Redifa have to do with learning Torah? And the answer is that Torah is Bederech Redifa, Nedav, Nedav, Nirdav, Aladas, as Hashem says in Hoshea Vav Gimel. That you have to run after each other, you have to learn with Chiyus, with life. And you don't have to be polite, that's not the way we learn, it's not a library, it's not, excuse me, I have a question. It's fire. And therefore it says in the Mishnah, next to each other, it says, Kol Pirkei Avos, Kol Kenesia, She L'Shem Shemayim, Seifu L'Skayim, Machloikis L'Shem Shemayim, because all the Machloikis is Mikoch HaKnesia, ultimately it's because of the Avos Yisrael. But that has to be the way we learn. The Machloikis has to be, the Knesia goes with the Machloikis. The Machloikis is with love, but there's Machloikis. There has to be a fight. What's interesting is that the Sfasem is put, says in the Mishnah that Knesia L'Shem Shemayim is next to Machlokas L'Shem Shemayim. L'maisa, it's not. If you look in Pirkei Avos and Perek Dalet Mishnah Yud Aleph, you have the union of Knesia L'Shem Shemayim, and the Machlokas L'Shem Shemayim is much later in Perek Vav Mishnah Tezayin. So the Rebbe Shlita asked the Ger Rebbe Shlita. He asked somebody who asked the Ger Rebbe Shlita this Kasha, and he said to ask Rav Gadol Eisner what he thinks. So he went to Rav Gadol Eisner, who is a Holocaust survivor and a Bar Das and a Mashgiach in the Ger Yeshiva. And when he heard this Kash, he said, What's the Kash in this Fasemis? If that's what he writes, then that's the way it is. What are you asking? If you would ask this Kash in this Fasemis in Poland, the Hasidei Gur would erase all of the tfusim of the Mishnayos that didn't have, like, the Sfas Emes said. If the Sfas Emes said it, the Sfas Emes said it. So they would just say, okay, it can't be. The Mishnah couldn't have said that. The Mishnah couldn't have put them not together if the Sfas Emes says that they're together. So how are you asking? But the Maisa, the Pnei Menachem, the previous Ger Rebbe Zecher Tzadik Levrocha, says that he saw in his father the Imre Emes Sfas Emes that he writes on this Sfas Emes for Tzarech Iyun. Because how could it be that my Tati said that they're together in the Mishnah when they're not? So it's very nice if you're a Chassid and whatever the Rebbe says is true. But at the end of the day, if you look in all the Pirkei Avos, they're not together. This inyan of Knesia L'Shem Shemayim V'Chlokas L'Shem Shemayim. So why does the Sfas Emes connect them? But in Avos to Rebbe Nosson, in Perek Mem, they are actually together. So the Sfas Emes was not referring to Pirkei Avos. He says they were Nismach HaAdodi. So he doesn't mean in Pirkei Avos they were Nismach HaAdodi, they were juxtaposed. But in Avos to Rebbe Nosson, which is like an expanded version of Pirkei Avos. So Baruch Hashem Tzadku Divrei HaSfas Emes. So we don't have to erase all of the Tfusim of the Pirkei Avos, like the Hasidim in Poland would have done if you would have asked this Kasha on them. So now, With this oitzer in our hand, this yisod, if that's how you learn binyan redifa, you learn with a koch. So now we can understand Rashi, and we can also use it as a derech for avodas Hashem. We know that the aron is a remez to Torah kadosha, luchos v'shivrei luchos munach ba'aron. By the aron it says that keser Torah munach ba'keren zavos kolarot elito yavo v'yito. Keser Torah is in the corner, whoever wants to take it can take it. And these two Kruvim, these two cherubs that are standing on the Kaporis, are Meramis on two Tamid HaChachamim that are arguing and learning. And that's why the Torah says, Vasisa Shnaim Kruvim Zav Miksha Tasalis Mishnek Tzoyis HaKaporis. So it says that the Zinyan of the Kaporis, and on the Kaporis you have two Kruvim, that is Meramis on learning Torah B'Chabura, two people together, two Tamid HaChachamim, who are learning b'chavrusa, learning without a chavrusa, the Gemara says, makes you crazy, makes you stupid, it makes you sinful, not a good idea. Bracha samach gimel amid beis. The Iker Esek HaTorah is two people sitting and learning. B'chabura. And you shouldn't make a mistake and say that they should think the same. It's not true. Kruvechad mikatsam izev, kruvechad mikatsam izev, says the next pasuk. These two Kruvim have to be at different sides. They have to be chelukei deos. They have to be machadid each other. They have to ask kashas on each other. So first we say in general that you have two Kruvim. You have to learn b'chabura. And then the pasuk repeats it to tell you that one is on this side and one is on the other side. They have to be beis hafachim. So now we understand beautifully why the pasuk mentions the fact that there are two kruvim twice. Once in general, learn b'chabura, two people together, and then they have to be on opposite sides. There has to be a machlokas, there has to be a fight. Now we can also understand why Rashi didn't mention this thing of hamshacha, this inyan that the miksha is a lashon of hamshacha, of drawing. We said he only said that by the menorah. Why? Because hamshacha is meramis and dvarim rakim, on soft things, on nice things, like it says in the Gemara and Shabbos, and of peizayin ve'yagid Moshe dvarim moshchim libo shel adam ka'agada, something that draws the heart of a person like agada, something nice, something sweet, something good. It's not true. That's not the way Rashi wants us to be learning Torah. You can say that by the menorah. Menorah is lashon hamshacha, drawing, nice, pretty, sweet, but not that's fire. You're sitting around the kumzitz, you're singing songs, so spiritual, but not by the aron. The aron is a fight. It's not hamshacha, it's not nichusa, it's not dvarim rakim, because agada vayagid Moshe chlibo shel adam, it's nice, it's sweet, it's good, but we don't want the Torah to be nice and sweet. We want it to be fire. We want it to be a fight. And then the Torah, after it emphasizes miksha a second time, Vasa kruvachad mikatsam izeh, v'kruvachad mikatsam izeh, menakaparos tasu sakruvim al shnei ketzoysev. So you're right, they have to be enemies. But you have to remember the end. In the end, it's all out of love, like we saw in the Gemara. First they fight, and then they love each other. So you're right, you learn mamish with chiz, with islavas, with a koch, with ritzicha. Nevertheless, chas v'shalom, to remain that way after learning. In the end, you love each other. So that's why the Torah said this inyan of miksha again. Because the Torah first said that you have two kruvim. And then it says, v'aseh kruvechad mikatsam izeh, v'kruvechad mikatsam izeh, that they have to be on opposite sides. There has to be a fight. So you're going to think, if there's a fight, so there's a fight. We have to remain with a fight. So that's why the Torah says again, no, menakaporis tasis akruv mashnei ketzoysev. They have to all be together. They're all coming from the same place. They're all coming from the same kaporis. They're not, you're right, they're on two opposite sides. But ultimately, they're all one. Ultimately, it's to bring to achdus. How amazing is that? How beautiful it is to read the psukim now. So we have a general union of two kruvim. And then it goes into the specifics, they're on opposite sides. And these two kruvim, originally it tells you how to make it. You have to make it from one kaporis. But then after it tells you that they're on opposite sides, you might think, okay, there's a fight here. Let's stay with the fight. It says, no, it's miksha, remember. It's miksha. They're all one. Because that's what Torah is supposed to do. Torah brings us to achdus. Rabbeinu Ephraim in our parasha writes, Shnayim kruvim remez l'beis tamid l'cham yishenochem zel azeh b'halocha. Misnagim ba'achva shenem repnei misha lachiv. Sofei tevis shalom. How beautiful. These two kruvim are a remez to two talmidei chachamim that learn with brotherhood, because it says upneim ish el achiv, which is sof tevis shalom. Pneim is a mem, ish is shin, el is lamid, achiv is vav. It spells out shalom, and the remez is of ava, of nichusa, of there's shalom, but it's besofei tevos, because they only love each other when they love each other at the end, when they're finished. And now we understand Zohar HaKadosh. Amrav Yitzchak Sivan Asati Na'arim Sarayim V'Ta'alulim Yimshilubam Hainu Dechsiv V'Asisa Shnayim Kruvim Zav. There's a pasuk in Yeshaya, I shall make youngsters their leaders and mockers will rule them. And that's what it means, says the Zohar HaKadosh, when it says in the pasuk V'Asisa Shnayim Kruvim Zav. So we said before that the Sfarim say that it's talking about the Nyanim Ma'od Mod Gvoim, but Pashat Pshat here in the Zohar is very, very tamuah. What does it mean? V'nasati na'arim sarayim v'ta'alulim yimshalubam. The makros are going to rule them, and the arim are going to be their sarim, and that's what it means, v'asisa shnayim kruvim zov. But it could be that Rabbi Yitzchak and the Zohar HaKadosh wants to be meramis on this inyan, because these two kruvim tell us about two talmidei chachamim that are fighting each other in halacha. And miderech ha'olam, that you have a person who's older and he has time and he's relaxed and he says things, he's calm and he's patient and he's not mevatel what his friend says and he's very respectful. But if you have a young guy whose Torah is firing inside of him and it's burning, so he's not so polite anymore. He hears a bad svara, kills it. He's waging a war. You know, in football, there are a lot of war terms. It's a blitz. All these different things they talk about. It's a war. They're the enemy. It's a big fight, this football. But the Lahavdil, it's only a silly ball. It's a silly game. This is Torah. This is life. Avada, there should be screaming and shouting. People going crazy. So those are these Na'arim. Na'arim, these two Kruvim are the Na'arim. These lads who just, they're not so patient and they jump at each other. And that's the way a person is supposed to learn Torah. And that's what it says in Shabbos, that there was a certain Min who saw Rava, who was learning, and he was bleeding, he was sitting on his fingers, he was bleeding. And he said, look at you, an Ama Peziza, the Kadmu Punaichu, the Naichu. You're this impetuous people. At first you spoke and then you heard. Nasiv Anishma. You're still like that. You don't pay any attention. You don't know what's going on. So he told him, no. We go with Shleimus. This is the way we do it. When you're learning, you're not going to be a savlan and you're tolerant and you're calm. This is life. So even though Yeshaya apparently is saying a curse to the Jewish people that the kids are going to be the sarim, but it's really a hidden blessing. This is a remes, is the Zohar, to the two Kruvim. And what are these two Kruvim? These two Kruvim represent these two Na'arim. Well, you're right, they're on fire, but the fire is a good fire. The fire is Torah. So their leaders are going to be the Na'arim, but in a way they should be our leaders, because they're the ones who get heated up about Torah. And that's the Pshat in the Gemara in Bav Mitzian Daf Pei Dalid. When Rabbi Shimon Lakish died, Rabbi Yochanan was very mitztayer. Who is going to be Miyashev the Das is Rabbi Yochanan? Who's going to make Rabbi Yochanan feel better? Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas is very sharp. So he went, and everything Rabbi Yochanan would say, bring him rayas. And he said, oh, I miss Reish Lakish. Everything I would say, would ask me 24 kashas. I'd give 24 terutzim. We'd know then we understand the sugya better. And you keep bringing me rayas. What do you think? I don't think I know I'm right. I know I'm right. And he was ripping his clothing. He wanted Reish Lakish until he pashit went out of his mind. The rabbis davened for him and he died. Bali Musa say, why don't they daven that he should become normal again? The answer is, if they would have davened that he should become normal again, then he would have realized again he doesn't have Reish Lakish, and he would have gone out of his mind again. Wouldn't have helped. So he just davened he should die. So he doesn't have Torah, he doesn't have Reish Lakish. What's life about? We're getting ready now. In most years, this year's a leap year, but still, Adar's coming up, and Adar's Kabbalah Satorah Mechadosh. And that's the avoda of Kabbalah Satorah, is to learn with this koch, with this fire. It's a war. Kuvechad mikatzim mizeh, v'kuvechad mikatzim mizeh. And if we learn that way, Kadosh Baruch Hu will help us to be makabel Torah with chiyus, with simcha, v'toyv lanu kol hayom, l'chayosenu kayom hazeh. Amen. Kein yi ratzon. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends. And thank you so very much for joining me for the amazing Torah that we shared. Shalom, shalom.